The trade union, in conjunction with civil society organizations, we are presenting a petition to the Human Rights Commission that would outline mostly the shortage of drugs and medical supplies in public facilities. That has resulted to a situation where people, when they go to health facilities, they will not get assistance because of the shortage of drugs and the shortage of equipment and the shortage of human resource in the public facilities.
To whom are you presenting this petition, and what would you like to see happen?
We are presenting this petition to the Human Rights Commission here in the country. We are actually saying to the commission they must take serious steps for the government of Eswatini, because we want to say health is a human right and the people of Eswatini are entitled to receive treatment when they go to public facilities. And government is entrusted with that responsibility to make sure that all government facilities are functional and they are supplied in terms of drugs, equipment, and human resource. So the Human Rights Commission is entrusted with that responsibility to ensure that all structures and organizations and organs who are given that mandate to ensure that social services are supplied to society, they must do so. Now, we are actually saying the Human Rights Commission must take that responsibility to ensure that the government is supplying drugs and equipment to health facilities in the country.
How would you describe the health situation in Eswatini at this point? What is it like?
The situation is seriously very bad here in Eswatini in terms of the healthcare system, because you will appreciate that when you go to a aid facility, you are not going to get drugs. To an extent that people who are injured, you'll find that they will not even get a bandage. Sometimes there's shortage of needles. Sometimes there's even shortage of gloves. It's seriously very bad. And some operations are not being administered in our theaters because there's shortage of the required drugs and equipment that is necessary for them to undertake those operations. So the situation is very, very bad. To an extent that as of last week, we saw a demonstration of patients who pushed their beds outside the national government referral hospital in Mbabane to protest about the shortage of equipment and the shortage of drugs. To an extent that even the Minister of Health went and addressed them. This is how the situation is now in the country. And it's worse that we are seeing the country that it will be celebrating the King's birthday. And we see that a lot of resources will be channeled to that.
Thank you very much. So nice to talk with you.
Thank you very much.